Hello again, and welcome to Two Guys in the Neighborhood. I'm Bruce Carlisle, and with me again is the Sage of Verano, Mr. Mark Popovich.
Bruce, what a beautiful day to be back in the studio space, we'll call it now.
I was going to say, can you actually give a weather report from inside of your closet?
We don't have any windows anymore. It's really lost a lot of the aesthetic appeal.
I agree, but you know what? It's good to have the band back together. It's good to see you again.
It's great to see you again as well. I miss this time together.
I do too, and we had to bring Heather along as well. It's great to see you again, Heather.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
It's been awesome. We've got a lot of things we got to cover here. We're going to put a lot of topics on the table today. Hope you at home can keep up.
Since we've had a nice 6 months to let you guys almost miss this podcast in your daily life, the little things have happened. You had a daughter. You converted
we
your
haven't had a We haven't had a podcast since I had a daughter.
It seems that way.
I don't
She's
think
She's nine
so.
Months old.
Yeah, again, she also needed time to breathe.
Apparently so.
All right, so we have a few things that we want to discuss. The first thing is the New Girl episode that was on the Super Bowl. And this season. Now, I know that you probably read EW in various other places, but The New Girl is voted one of the worst shows of 2013.
Really?
Wait, what?
Yes. Most critics did not like the season of New Girl. Now, I disagree.
The current season?
The one, the 2013, since Nick and Jess had gotten together.
Huh. I will say that I feel like the thing that I did not like was that I feel like it did lose some steps with, you know, Schmidt turning evil for a while.
Yeah, that apparently made very little sense.
I'm just really happy Coach is back. I feel like that anything with Damon Wayans Jr. is automatically better.
Well, can we talk about the dispersal draft at the end of Happy Endings? Because the other girl went, or the other guy went to the Mindy Project.
Yeah, Adam Pally went to Mindy.
Great addition on that show.
And he's actually been really good on the Mindy Project. I lifted it up off the doldrums.
Oh, you brought it back?
We brought it back and enjoy it thoroughly.
Yeah,
my wife
really
is
good.
A huge Mindy person. I'll watch Mindy.
I've liked it a whole lot better since they kind of retooled things. Much like Parks and Rec syndrome, you can call
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah.
I feel like Mindy still needs another retool.
No, I disagree. I think it's right now it's pretty sharp. CJ Wilson was on it. I was very excited.
Well, Clayton Kershaw was on New Girl. I was very excited for the Kersh.
So what were they saying about New Girl? What's their
too cutesy. That they're like, now they're together and they're too lovey.
I completely disagree with that. I feel like the relationship strife has been there and it's been earned. And like they've overcome all these great obstacles to be together. I think it's great.
Yeah, no, I agree. And she's like a Disney princess, so cutesy kind of goes along with the territory.
I agree. And the other part that I like about New Girl, so I disagreed with both of them, so I'm glad I'm not the odd man out in this. The part that I liked is how many times we watch shows. Friends. People loved Friends. I know you didn't, but
it was okay.
But my point overrated, is, how many times did okay. Ross and Rachel get together, break up, get together, break up? That's not a normal relationship. If you got together, well,
wait a second, you should have
you
seen,
don't marry that person.
That's true. You don't marry that person. All right, okay.
So you have that get break up, get back together, and all to foster tension and stuff like that. I felt that that becomes disingenuous. Whereas this time they were like, no, we're going to go for it, and we're going to suffer the bumps along the way instead of coming up with fake crises, which they did with Schmidt. They basically just engineered that. That's why Schmidt's role has been so poor.
Although if they make it 10 years, I mean, what's the over-under of Jess and Nick breaking up?
Well, I do
times?
Think they could do that. But, I mean, did Friends really last 10 years?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't, no wonder it was so bad at the end. I will say that I think this whole notion that couples coming together ruin shows is wrong. We saw that when Pam and Jim got together in The Office actually improved.
Very good point.
Okay. All right. When Sam and Diane were together on Cheers, Cheers was great. When Rebecca and Sam were together on Cheers, Cheers was great. So Cheers did it twice, and it worked out well. I know I'm skewing older right now. All right. But that's okay. All right.
Do you
want
to
go back to episodes of MASH? I can do that if you'd like. All right.
Did Hawkeye have a love interest?
Absolutely. Him and Lulu. All right. But anyways, I can tell you that I feel like that is sort of ridiculous to have that notion. I think that Nick and Jess going to, especially now with the way the Prince episode was handled.
Did you like the Prince episode?
I did.
You did, Heather?
I was okay with it.
I didn't like it so much. I'm going to be completely honest. I watched it. My wife's going to find this out. That I watched it when I got home. I put the kids down for that just so I could be ready for this podcast. So, honey, I'm sorry. I'm not going to laugh at the jokes as hard this time. I'm going to have to fake it. So
most of the time you're with your wife.
Oh, it was there. I teed it up for him. It had to happen.
No comment.
Thank you. But I feel like it was almost like a Super Bowl commercial, right? Where these, like, there's supposed to be four normal people. Nobody's great. Now they're at a party with Prince that was nebulously explained.
Yeah, why were, did they ever say
CeCe apparently got, I'm assuming, by the way, that CeCe got there and took Jess, which is on the piggyback of the birthday episode, which I thought was really good.
Oh, the birthday episode was really good.
Yeah.
So I feel that there was such like a leap that we had to take as an audience, and I couldn't quite understand.
I don't think that's that big of a leap. I'll tell you the things that I liked about this episode.
Okay.
Number one, Prince.
Okay, Prince was the show.
Okay, number two, Prince serving Jess pancakes, which was a great callback to the Chappelle Show skit.
I know.
That was awesome, okay? I just started busting up when he said, can I make you some pancakes? That killed me. And then I wanted to know, where were they going to play Blouses versus Skids?
Oh, that's what I was hoping for when they were playing ping pong. He could have said game.
Yeah.
Blouses. I know you've never seen the Chappelle Show.
Well, I
Are
have.
You too young?
No,
for
I
that?
Watched the Chappelle Show.
The one where.
But I don't think I watched all of it.
Who is it? Eddie Murphy's
Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy went and like talked about a story where him and Eddie met Prince, and they challenged like Eddie Murphy and his brother to a game of basketball. And some of them were able, like Prince was able to conjure up like all the uniforms and stuff that they needed, and Prince came in like his normal Prince outfit.
Oh, of course.
And like destroyed them, won the game, and it was like at the end because like they were joking around like, why is it shirts versus blouses? Because so when Prince like wins at the end, he's like, game, blouses.
That's pretty awesome.
And just other like stuff. It was an amazing. It's worth looking up just because it can be
Absolutely.
One of the greatest stories
Absolutely.
Ever told. But I see that's the other thing that I don't like so much about The New Girl is its absolute obvious product placement.
No.
Well, okay.
in
the words of Jerry Seinfeld, it's not called show fun. It's called show business.
I understand that, and I expect a little bit of, but I mean, this one, they're like arguing about gas mileage.
That was fun.
Like, were they being like cheeky about it?
Yeah, yeah. Very cheeky.
Like, we have to do this?
Yes. I think that was done as well as it could have been done.
It's much better than in Pretty Little Liars, let me tell you.
Oh, please tell us.
It's just zoom-ins of labels for no reason.
You're telling me ABC Family cinematography isn't top-notch?
How did you know that was on ABC Family?
I have students. I actually listen to them.
I didn't know Pretty Little Liars was a show, let alone on ABC Family.
Oh, it's a thing.
Oh,
yeah.
It's huge.
All right. Okay, now, I'll keep going with Pretty Little
no,
Liars.
No, I don't.
I'm going
to
go with more things my students explained to me in the last 9 months, apparently.
No, go with that.
Go with that one. Because we'll talk about Benedict Cumberbatch, who you just learned about on the Super Bowl on Sunday.
I just heard about Benedict Cumberbatch a little bit later, but we can go to that. Any other new shows that are coming out? Is Pretty Little Liars a new show?
Oh, no, it is not.
Oh.
We are well enmeshed in the issues of Pretty Little Liars. I won't go into it. It's something that my husband sits down to try to watch with me every once in a while, and I spend 10 minutes explaining who everyone is, and then he walks away.
Good for him.
So I won't do that to you, too.
Well, thank you. I would say to me my favorite new show is probably Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I liked the beginning because I get it at the end of New Girl. I did like the football game between the firefighters and the police. I feel like that was a good one. Just watching Terry Crews run through everybody made
that
me laugh.
That was fun. Terry Crews putting together his little daughter's castle, that made me laugh a lot. I think most things involving Terry Crews are pretty funny. Andre Brower's great. You know how much I love Andre Brower.
Andre Brower, Ray Romano, and Scott Bakula have a special place in your heart that should not exist.
Okay, well, if you've been watching Parenthood.
No.
You have
Sorry.
Not. Oh, Heather left me on the Parenthood train.
Seriously, it's you. And, like, Lauren Graham's parents and Dax Shepard are the only four people in America watching
Ray
this.
Ray Romano is so good on Parenthood right now. It's unbelievable. It's the man should win an Emmy.
He has already won an Emmy.
He should win more.
Okay.
For Best Supporting Actor in a Drama. That's what he should be nominated for.
You know, forget John Sterling or...
Pete Campbell.
Aaron Paul. No, there is a new man at the top of the mountain, and it is Ray Romano. What you're going to put. We're going to put on.
I'm going to say that Ray Romano was better than Aaron Paul in the last season of Breaking Bad. Aaron Paul didn't have that much to do. Aaron Paul's not going to win. And it's all setting up for a Ray Romano coup d'etat.
I'm just glad the earth didn't shake after hearing that statement. Like, I cannot believe that those words were actually uttered together.
Trust me, nobody loves Breaking Bad more than me. But Jesse Pinkman didn't have that much to do except drive a getaway car and yell, yeah, bitch, on the Need for Speed trailer as well.
He didn't say that. I wish he did. That was the only part I was looking forward to during the Super Bowl.
But I'm just telling you, I feel like he didn't have that much to do. If we're looking for other people in the best supporting actor, I think the only one is going to be Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones. If we're already projecting out to next year's Emmys, that's what I've got right now. You can set your Emmy 5 right there.
No Martin Freeman, huh? You thought it is a mini under the miniseries. Does that make it a different category? Martin Freeman. It's going to bring us into our next segue, Mark, of the show that we're talking about is Sherlock.
Okay.
Now, you hopefully know who Martin Freeman is.
I do not.
I know you don't. I was hoping. Should we take him all the way back? He was in the original Office playing the gym role, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know who that is.
He was Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit movies.
Yeah, I had no desire to see those.
Did you ever read the books?
No.
Oh, my God.
Me either.
I had friends.
Even still.
I want to read them now. I don't know what that says about me now. Yeah. I don't have friends. But
it's a great book. It's one of the most important works of literature of the 20th century.
I think that's a interesting claim you're making.
Are you serious?
What
it doesn't
Ray
make
Romano,
the top 25.
What if Ray Romano recommended
Ray Romano
it to you?
Had written it,
what if Ray Romano played Gandalf? Would that make life better for you?
I don't think you can play Gandalf. He's too tall. How's Gandalf supposed to be tall?
Yes, very tall.
All right, I don't know then. I see. I screwed that up. Even I did see one of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Those are Lord of the Rings. It's not the Hobbit.
I know, but aren't they all interrelated?
Yes, that's the after fact. They realized that all those Lord of the Rings movies made tons of money, so they went back.
Okay, I can respect that. It's like the prequels for Star Wars.
Yes, except they don't suck.
Okay.
Well, actually, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but nothing I could feel would suck worse than the prequels of Star Wars.
Okay. Episode 3 was good.
That's what everyone said, and it was good. But I mean, you can't wash the stink of the first two.
I agree.
So Martin Freeman is on a show that at least I stand a better chance of getting you to watch, Heather, than Mark. Because I tried to get Mark to watch PBS, but he's too snooty for public television. He needs his television to be paid. It has to be on HBO or Showtime, unless it's Parenthood, then it's appointment viewing. But it's on Masterpiece Mysteries, which comes after Masterpiece Classics, where you get to watch Downton Abbey.
Okay.
Did you have either?
I've caught up on Downton Abbey.
Oh, we could talk about that.
Not the past couple episodes,
but okay.
At least I'm in the right season now.
Oh, you're there. How have you liked it so far?
I think I watched the first two seasons in a week, you mm-hmm. know, over summer. And now that I'm watching it once a week, I can't really do it. So I'm going to save up.
I don't think you
can do just one episode at a time.
Is it because there's not enough going on or because there's too much going on?
I think that there's not enough. Like, it's...
I don't know what to say. It's a good question. A perfectly valid question.
Yeah.
I feel like the shows like that. And the thing is, like, when you watched the first episode, it immersed you in that time period. And it was very nice to be in that time period, and it was very exciting. So when you get to watch 2, 3 in a row, you really feel like you're living, you're
very
a part
true.
Of that world. One at a time, you kind of miss out a little bit.
Okay.
Like, it takes too long, I think, to get back into it sometimes.
Yeah, and then you're remembering all the things that happened last week. I feel like, as a binge-watching show, that is definitely a very good binge-watching show.
A binge-watching show. Okay, I have nothing against Downton Abbey.
No,
I'd
I know,
like
but...
watch The Abbey. I like Sherlock. I have not watched it, but I like Sherlock Holmes in general.
I have the idea of it.
I like Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. I'm not going to actually like read a book because apparently it's from an English guy. J.J.R. Tolkien wasn't good enough for you. I don't know if Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was.
Well, it was J.R.R.
Maybe I got that wrong. Did I say J twice?
You said you had two J's.
I need two R's. I need two R's.
Okay. See, even I knew that.
Hey, I can't spell, so that's a different story. My problem is spelling, not... So, Sherlock, the thing about it is... anyone can get into. There's only 9 episodes.
Ever.
And this is season 3 just ended Super Bowl Sunday.
There's only been 9 episodes in 3 seasons?
But they're
extended. They're an hour and 30 minutes long. No commercials. That's a straight hour 30.
Ooh, that's a big
commitment. Movies.
They're like teleplays, if you want to use the older. But yes, it's very much like you get in, and it's great because unlike, say, Law and Order, which you and I really like, or any of the other procedural crime shows, you feel like they skimp a little bit on the details to shoehorn it into that 48 minutes.
Lenny Briscoe isn't skimping on any details, let me tell you right now.
But Lenny's no longer with us.
I know.
But so those things, I feel like you get a very great story. Benedict Cumberbatch is so hot right now.
Okay.
He was Khan in the Star Trek movie, the second one.
I never saw it. Oh, wait, that was Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, sweet Mark. Oh, sweet, sweet Mark. By the way, they made a second reboot of the Star Wars franchise 3 years ago.
Star Trek.
Star Trek. I'm off today.
I know that, but like they redid Wrath of Khan.
They made Khan slightly different, but he's not bare chested and killing. What's his face? James Spock. He killed James Kirk's son.
Oh yeah.
All right, now we're going back into a realm. I feel much more confident. Yeah.
This is nerd talk.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Wait, so they redid and they brought back Khan.
Yes. Ricardo Montalban is dead, right? I keep telling you, he's 75 and he's dead. There's your gratuitous Simpsons quote of the day. Where it's like, why can't we get the old Fallout Boy? I keep telling you, or the old Radioactive Man. I keep telling you, he's 75 and he's dead.
That was good.
So, yes, they can't bring back the old Khan.
Okay. But I thought Khan, now this could be just me being me.
Oh, yes.
But I thought Khan he's such a cultural touchstone. Like, why would you mess with perfection? Why would you redo that?
You really thought that was perfection?
That's the best of that. I only saw the first three Star Trek movies. But Khan is clearly, the Wrath of Khan is clearly the best one.
Of those first three, yes.
Okay. And Ricardo Montalban is great.
Yes. He was better in the Naked Gun.
And it ends with Shadow yelling, Khan! Like, how great is that? Yell Khan again?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
I'm riveted by just this reenactment.
She might actually go and watch the old Star Trek franchise.
One of the great things, speaking of reenactments, they had Chris Pratt from Parks and Rec.
Yes.
His reenactments of action movies from the 80s set to songs. There was an extra on the web this week. You can find it on the interwebs.
How did you come across this if it was on the internet?
Somebody tweeted it, and I'm on Twitter.
I am so
proud
of you.
Wow, you're on Twitter.
I follow people on Twitter.
You don't tweet anything, though.
I rarely tweet. I'd have to be very angry.
You didn't tweet it. What was it? The John Krasinski endorsed thing from the Super Bowl where you could win? No.
What are you winning?
$1.5 million they gave away.
Really?
Did you not see insurance?
I will tell you now, a lot of times I was more focused on the game because my actual team was playing in it this year. Normally I would go for the commercials, but this year I actually cared about the football.
Yeah, there was so much to care about.
It wasn't. It was if you were a Seahawks fan. It was very
fun
to watch.
I like the Seahawks. I was happy about it, but I mean, what were you watching?
Are you a Seahawks fan?
I mean, I have to choose a team. I'm like, no, I'm one of those late comers. But I like to have a horse in the race.
Okay,
so
all right, that's fair enough.
I like the city of Seattle.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
So. All right, you like salmon?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, apparently that's
rain.
The first thing when it comes to Seattle. Coffee, apparently, not number one on the list.
I think salmon.
All right, well.
So.
All right, anyway, speaking of the Super Bowl, how about that Bruno Mars?
Oh, Bruno Mars is great. But I didn't even finish talking about Sherlock.
I'm on to Bruno Mars.
No, because I'm not done selling you on this. I have to sell Heather. You are not going to watch it because you don't like good TV that's free.
I do like good TV that's free. I watch Parenthood with Ray Romano.
So, as you said, it's 1 hour and 30 minutes. It has Martin Freeman plays the Dr. John Watson role. Benedict Cumberbatch plays Sherlock. The thing that makes it really great is they adapt the stories from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and bring it into the present. So you mean, sometimes there's terrorists.
I liked Copper. Do you watch Copper?
I do not watch Copper.
Did you watch Copper?
I don't even know what that is.
Copper's on BBC America.
Oh, nice.
And on Copper, it's a guy who's a cop in America in New York City in like the 1860s.
That's a good one. But not Broadchurch. You're not going to watch Broadchurch?
I watched the first three episodes of Broadchurch.
What did you think of it?
It was too dark.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was giving me nightmares.
Really?
Interesting. What did you think of the main character, the tall, skinny guy?
I loved him.
He was in Doctor Who. He was the 10th Doctor in Doctor Who.
Okay, I'm just telling you, I watched the first episode of Broadchurch, and, like, it was really dark, and I was afraid of where it was going to take me.
What's the premise? I don't know.
The premise is basically a little boy gets found murdered.
Okay.
In the small little coastal British town, and it's basically them trying to figure it out, but then, like, you know, there's some interesting stuff, like, going on, like, with his uncle, and, like, it's all these family dynamics in this small town, and this guy who's the small town reporter is really good on it, and, like, the areas in which it was going, I thought were just having children. It was just hard. Like, I had a hard time watching it.
Interesting.
So.
Okay.
Now, did it kind of remind you a little bit of Twin Peaks as you described that? It's, you got remote, isolated town. True. Things about the.
I never watched Twin Peaks. Did you watch Twin Peaks?
I didn't either, but I feel like the parallel seems similar.
Yeah, I think that's a fairly good. That's a very nice parallel you just made. But no, I did not get through that. So. Maybe I'll come back to it a little
later. All right. Now you can talk about your boy Bruno Mars.
Okay, now, I am not a – I've never heard Bruno Mars before.
Oh,
you've heard the one.
It.
He's heard the one.
I heard the one song, the
Locked Out of Heaven.
Ripoff, okay?
Yes.
Okay, that's called Locked Out of Heaven?
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
That's it?
Don't look at me like I'm freaking Frankenstein.
He's heard other songs. We just haven't pieced together the other ones.
All right, so anyway, so like I,
Treasure was new to him.
Okay.
My Bruno Mars experience was very limited as well.
You didn't
I'm
see
saying.
Him on Saturday Night Live?
No, I always skip fast forward through the music.
He was the host and the musical guest. So somehow you must have just fast forwarded through the entire
Maybe
episode.
My wife just watched it. I don't know. I'm not a huge SNL has been struggle mode this year. Anyway. This Bruno Mars guy, all right, now he's got to be about 5'5", right?
I think he's pretty short.
He's yes. a pretty short little dude. But the man can move. Like, I was impressed with his halftime ensemble, and I think this guy's got the goods to make it.
I'm glad you think so.
I don't think anyone else has been a safer – I think this Bruno Mars is going to stay.
After a few years
you
of
know
number
what, you
one
know what? Also, can we also put this in Mark's bold predictions? Coldplay. I'm buying stock on them, too. I think they're going to be around a while.
No, I knew of Coldplay when they came out. They're more my milieu.
Yeah, okay? Definitely.
Bruno Mars is outside my radius.
Daft Punk?
That's ridiculous. That's not music. It's just click and clack pushing buttons. There's no musical talent there.
Oh, wow. You're trying
you're,
to
you're
start fights.
You're making some enemies today.
Are you a Daft Punker?
I like Daft Punk.
They've been around since the 80s. It's not like you're all of a sudden going to say that they're a flash in the pan.
I think them being a hit maker is a flash in the pan.
How dare you, sir? I bet you money you've listened to Around the World about 9,000 times.
Yeah,
in high
because
school.
I went to a club in 1999.
Still, you still know it.
It doesn't make it a good piece of music.
Poor Bruno Mars couldn't even get that kind of love from you. And he actually plays music.
I haven't been in a club in a long time, though. To help out Bruno, my case without Bruno.
You have satellite radio. Is that the only time that you listen to music?
I listen to music there. I have my albums. I have my iTunes.
I have my stories. I got my albums.
Okay, let me tell you straight up. This might sound blasphemous, but Pete Seeger dying last week was a far bigger deal to me. If Bruno Mars had died last week, I'd be like, oh, I heard of that guy. Pete Seeger dying, be like, that gave me pause and like. Caused reflection for a while, and like
he's 94.
I know it's not a shock that Pete Seeger died, but like I really miss Pete Seeger. He's an important voice, I think, in America, and that sort of music as voice is going away, and it's giving way to the Daft Punks of the world who have meaningless music that we can all just gyrate to for no apparent reason.
But they're European. Why do they care about American? The American geopolitics.
Wow. I can't believe I'm going to go xenophobic on music here right now, but maybe I am.
It seems I'm like, why should those Europeans be caring about us? Wow. Isn't it like putting you in the closet right now has brought out some of your darker sides.
I'm sorry. Let's move on to happier topics.
Before we get to the happier topic, you brought up SNL.
Yes.
And it reminded me that NBC basically ruined my life last week with how many goodbyes I had to say. And I just want to take a moment.
Which one? It's for?
Troy.
Oh,
Troy,
yes.
I know.
And then we had both of our community our Parks and Rec exits.
I know.
With Ann Perkins and
Chris. But you actually feel like that was good. They had... hit their everything that they could do. They've already played those characters out.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that Ben has sort of replaced Anne on the show in a way as being Leslie's voice
sidekick.
Of reason. And yeah.
Yeah.
But I do. I was sad to say goodbye to them. I would agree with that. I will miss Chris Traeger.
No one else says that was literally the saddest exit ever.
Literally.
I loved Ron's goodbye.
I shook his hand. That's never reminded me of you. Yeah. Like, I shook his hand twice. Like, what else do we need to do?
Yeah, but Ron's emotional, tearful goodbye to Anne with poor Larry watching.
Yeah.
I just thought it was good. But it was sad.
It was a sad one.
It was extra emotional.
I will say the community, since Dan Harmon back in charge, has been on point.
Have you been liking it?
Oh.
Good.
It's been on
point. It's got its edge back. Yes. That's the thing that I like the best. Even like the Floor is Lava game had a pretty entertaining throwback feel to it
that
of all
great.
The other games.
And I loved the Pierce's when they had Pierce's his reading of his will.
Well, they play there. Here you also get a jar.
Yeah, that was great. That was really good. All right, now to our main event.
Yes,
we have already just concluded the Wanuary.
Wanuary is over. I feel like I needed a Wanuary advent calendar to celebrate Wanuary.
Just mini roses every day.
Mini roses. Him running shirtless, apparently. Like, they can never.
Him disparaging the gay community.
I got to give Chris Harrison and the ABC producers a lot of credit. You want to talk about people that backpedaled very fast.
Oh, they did a tremendous job of backpedaling on that. I was very happy for them to do that. Because we want to keep watching.
Yeah, you know,
I'm not looking for reasons not to watch all these bimbos. Like, this is pretty impressive.
Yeah, and that I don't know. I'm not going to say it was gotcha journalism because it's a fair question to ask, but you did ask the person with a very limited skill set in English.
By the way, English. What is the Spanish word for pervert?
I, by the way, I know that I'm 25% Mexican. I'm going to say I don't know. Heather stands a better chance of knowing.
I do know that my mother-in-law tells them not to molest each other, like molestar.
Okay.
And so maybe there's that kind of.
Literally, pervert is perverto in Espanol. Like, it's not that much different. He knows what it means.
I don't know. As much as
yeah, I'm letting
it go. I don't want to take the side of bigotry by any stretch of imagination. But I'm not quite real ready to say that he wasn't necessarily. He made a mistake, but he's trying to make amends for it.
It's not going to make me stop watching the
show.
His point wasn't wrong. Like, a gay bachelor would not work.
It wouldn't work for most of America.
It wouldn't work for ABC.
By the way, they had Gay Bachelor. It was on Bravo 10 years ago.
It didn't work.
It was all right. But the part that was actually bad was the fact that they like snuck in like three gay guys straight guys who had been playing the whole time. And if they guessed the wrong one, then but keep in mind, this was 10 years ago. We've made strides as a group. But yeah, I forget what it was called.
Seems horrible.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty terrible show, but it was, you know, this is back in the time of, this is before the golden age of television.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, so who's standing out to you so far in this season one? What do you think of Juan Pablo as the Bachelor? Any ladies standing out to you?
Well, speaking of his language, as they're traveling, I can see his elocution, like, lessons are diminishing very quickly. Like, I'm not able to understand him so much anymore now that he's in Thailand.
Props for saying elocution, by the way.
I almost messed that word up.
Like, you think if they had to keep the therapist for Bachelor Brad on retainer, they don't think they could keep
him? I know. Sometimes it sounds like he just got hit with like a tranquilizer dart and is about to fall asleep. Like, it gets so mumbly. But I guess they like it, the girls. But I really like Renee.
Renee, that's the old chick who's lying about her age.
She's 32.
Clearly.
She is 32, and
she's
I believe it.
No. That's an old 32.
She's in the beach. She's in the sun all the time.
Yeah, I feel like she's
in Claire, she's Florida. Now, Claire, our other 32-year-old, looks like she's 32.
Well, I mean,
Renee looks like she's 42 to me.
Renee
is my dark horse to win it all. I don't want to tip my hand, you know, the first 2 minutes into this discussion, but I think Renee is going really far.
Oh, no. Renee does not make it to hometowns.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh, I bet she does.
I'm almost thinking playdate.
Whoa.
Why not as part of a hometown? They're both from Florida. It's not so weird if they all meet up at a park. Then they move the kids away and then have their bachelor fantasy time or whatever.
Which I don't think they do on hometowns.
Oh, that's true. They don't. There's the family one. But yeah. I'm sure they still have like their... Don't they usually like...
They have like a dinner or something.
Yeah, they have some alone time. You're right. Okay.
I wasn't talking fantasy suite to get it in before. Yeah. No, we can save that part for later. Apparently he gets his fantasy suite time and whenever the tide rolls in.
Now, okay, I have not seen last night's episode.
Oh my God. I read the recap, so I could be well prepared.
I did not.
So neither of you actually watched it.
I'm going to admit, and
I went to a hockey game last night.
I watched Sherlock, and I do not apologize for it at all.
Can you
tell me who was eliminated? I'm not going to be upset if you tell me.
I don't know who actually was eliminated.
I don't actually know their names. Danielle, dog lover.
Oh, the dog lover's gone.
Dog lover's gone. Danielle's gone, and other brunette.
Here's the thing. Now, you would be the one person. Did you think it was fair that they got to bring the dog?
No, I thought it was ridiculous.
You see, I'm glad because Amanda was also like, what if you're allergic? You're in a
huge advantage.
Yeah,
like, that's crap. Like, why did you? By the way, dog lover's not a career. And bringing your dog, like, I'm sure other people left their animals at home. Why did she get to bring
dog? People
left
their children.
Yeah, people left their kids. She's bringing a freaking dog halfway around the world. That's a bunch of crap.
Well, and they never really explained why. I mean, besides
I think she needed
it as
like a therapy dog.
Oh.
I'm assuming.
I don't think that dog traveled.
That dog did travel.
It went to Asia? I don't think it made a tangent.
No, it didn't make a tangent.
It would have been a delicacy.
Oh, wow.
Just offending people all over the place.
We're getting you out of this closet, Popovich. We got
dangerous.
But, yeah, I think they weren't allowed to make the trip. I remember reading that.
So the dog had to go back to wherever she's from.
Georgia, I think, or something like that.
So, all right. So I think Claire is a clear front runner.
She. How about this? When Claire first started, I was on Claire's side. She kind of reminded me of Michelle Hubbard. She was kind of cute. Kind of, they look similar.
They do.
But, like, where Michelle is, like, nice and sweet, like, this girl has just turned scheming like that.
She has to.
You know what?
As one of the oldest heads in the house.
I'm going to tell you.
How old is she?
She's 32.
She's 32 as well?
Her and Renee are 32.
Oh, my
You're telling goodness. Me that I'm just, for this show.
But I think for his situation,
yeah.
That's better.
I'm not disagreeing.
I think he knows
with you.
That, too, though, I'm saying.
You think he's that mature?
Yes.
Sometimes, occasionally.
I do. I think he wants somebody.
So the first set, there's
older.
A one-on-one date with Renee.
Yes.
The one that Heather and I think are going to go far. And that ends up going well. Now, the thing that's weird is she leans in for a kiss. And he throws up the, hey, our kids might be watching. Because I'm telling you, the 4 to 6-year-old demographics of The Bachelor are huge. Let me tell you.
Now, do you think Juan Pablo's baby mama might be, like, in a vindictive way, show poor little Camila?
Well, Camila right now is with his parents.
Yeah, and it's not like he hasn't kissed a bunch of other people already.
I know, that doesn't make sense. Like,
I think it was more for her and her kid.
But then, later on, after the group date with Claire, she is the first one, if you were going to pick in the pool, who's going to sneak away and rendezvous up with The Bachelor.
Absolutely.
But her life goal was to swim in warm water.
It was so sad.
Okay, now, did you read I went online. Did you look at their profiles?
No, you're the only person that breaks the profiles.
Two of them listed Dr. Seuss as their favorite author.
Is she one of them?
I can't remember who it was.
Oh,
I wish I could remember
worst.
Who it was. The other thing that was striking was that two different women listed Home Alone 2 as their favorite movie.
Wow.
Not the original. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, that was the one they went with.
That's their Citizen Kane.
That's their, exactly. Like, was Getting Lost at Macy's their version of Rosebud? I don't know.
So
wow.
That's
scary. That's a little scary. What was that?
Or the fact that it's Citizen Kane or the fact that they picked Home Alone 2?
Yeah. That's really scary. And Dr. Seuss?
Well, here, the only one that I'll make for Dr. Seuss is if you use, and I know that's not.
There's no way.
You're telling me his WPA stuff during the Depression and during World War II?
I'm fine with that. There's no way that's what they're referencing. If they made it to Fox and Socks, I'd be shocked.
That was perfect. Right.
Thank you.
Well played, sir. Well
Thank
played.
You. Perfect. Thank you.
So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, who do you guys like then? Especially
if I'm
Mark.
Picking a broad for me or for Juan Pablo?
Why not
Let's
both?
Go with, okay. Sure, both.
For some reason, the two women that really strike me, mm-hmm. if I was The Bachelor,
right.
would be Charlene.
Really?
The opera singer.
Okay. Oh, my God. No.
You
and Juan Pablo are the only two men in America that are like, that awkward tower I would like to assault.
I am mesmerized. Like, one, I think she's incredibly attractive.
What?
She is, I think
she's
gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Wow.
And her talent is so, like, amazing. And
I get that she's so socially awkward.
I don't think she's socially awkward at all. I think she's the only one that realizes this is somewhat of a farce going on and wants to try to work through it.
Yeah.
I think she's the only one that sees this for what it is. I give her a lot of credit.
But I still kind of wonder why she's even there.
That's what I think. I keep telling my wife, like, I feel like she's too good for the show.
She's definitely too good for the show, but I don't. I would necessarily hitch my star to that, you know, to that wagon, or hitch my wagon to that person.
All right, then the other bra that sticks out for me would be.
Can I guess?
Go.
Andy.
You know me, my friend.
I was going to say, I thought Andy was going to be number one.
Yeah, Andy is there. Andy and Charlene are my two favorites. She's a hot lawyer. She looks like a combination of Angie Harmon and Jill Hennessy on Law and Order.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That's different for me. Then, like, a slight tier below them would be Kat.
Oh, you're into Kat.
Yeah.
Come on, you know, a chesty left-handed blonde from Scottsdale. How could I refuse?
That's true. You do have a type.
I do have a type. So, anyway, I think for Juan Pablo, though, I think I think Claire is sailing through to hometowns.
Okay.
All of her masterminding is going to lead her there.
But you, as we've said every year, the person that runs out ahead is the reason why Blakely didn't make it to hometowns.
Exactly. All right. I think Claire makes it to hometowns, and then that's it for her. I think that's where the train.
You tell me she
her.
Meets Mama, and that's the end. She takes two looks around Sacramento, and he's done.
Yeah, I do. I think Sacto is the deciding factor. So I think she's out. I think Renee has legs.
Okay.
I do think the two old chicks, I do have a shot at it.
I love how you keep throwing 32 out.
Old
for
chicks and broads.
For the show.
I'm about the two oldest hens in the hen house, which was also referenced about 10 minutes ago.
Jeez.
They are the two oldest women on this show.
Okay, well, that's different than the two oldest hens in the hen house.
I'm just telling you, they are. Like, in terms of Bachelor world, they're old. Not in the scheme of life are they old. For The Bachelor, they are. Would you not agree with that?
It depends on season. Juan Pablo's got a kid. He's a little bit older. He's 32, 33.
But who else is left that's over 30?
There were only like four people that started.
So now we're down to two. Okay. Yeah. How many of them are older than 28 even?
Not very many.
Okay. So this is my point. Okay. So.
Yes, they are. They are the oldest of the group.
Okay. See, now I'm not bad.
As bad. Again, as head bad. To the head house.
I mean, I think 21. Is that Cassandra?
Cassandra. She's the one who has the child with Rodney Stuckey.
Oh. Is that who it was?
Yeah, Rodney Stuckey is her baby daddy.
But can I ask you another question? When they had the Korean group doing the dancing. Now, I know your wife probably watched the dancing part far more than she cared about anything else.
Right.
Now, Cassandra's an NBA dancer.
Right.
She was terrible.
Right.
She was really bad.
This is okay. Now, as you've seen, if you've watched Deadspin at all in the last couple of weeks, the people that make those dance teams aren't necessarily the best dancers.
Right. I'm sure she has a different role. She might not be the group that's dancing. She's the people framing the dancers, cheering like that.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that she's not, but like...
Cat has some dancing ability.
Even through osmosis, does everyone dance in Scottsdale? Yes. They dance in at pools. Is that all it is?
Have you seen you think you can dance? Like a disproportionate amount of like the final four every year are from like the Arizona's by far produced the most. Arizona and Utah.
Is it because it's just so damn hot that they have to be inside and dance?
Yeah, pretty much. I think
when they're not going out to their pools.
No, they're not producing soccer stars there. I don't think.
No, not really.
It's too hot. No, too hot. They're good looking, so that helps.
Yeah.
So, who else do you have going for Juan Pablo? You still have Kat?
I don't know if Kat's going to make it. I like Kat, but I don't think she's going to make it that far. I think she gets to like the final five or six.
What is the, I'm totally blanking on the science educator's name.
Oh, I thought she was gone.
No.
No. I think, is it Carrie the nurse from KC Mo?
Nikki had a one-on-one last night.
Okay.
She apparently had a garish headband. That's all the recap told her. Her headband was apparently awful.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. It was like the kind of, in front of the forehead kind of hippie look. But it's so hot and sticky there. I can appreciate it because it kept the hair out.
I think she's got a chance to go a long ways, too. She's a nurse. She cares for people.
All the other girls were pegging her as very negative, though, in that last episode.
Right.
And I haven't seen that. So I like her.
I think she's probably very, sarcastic and... doesn't want to spend a lot of time with some of those people.
Yeah. And who wouldn't complain?
I assume that, I feel like that part is much more exciting to see, how they, form tribes and, shoot out the invaders the best they can.
Absolutely.
So that part's the most exciting. Where are they going to next? Do you remember?
New Zealand.
Oh, they're
already,
they're staying in the Pan-Asian front. Though.
I think so. And then you come back because you're going to make it to Venezuela eventually, right?
Is that where they're going?
He's Venezuelan.
His home country?
I assume that's got to be part of
the trip. They got to play that up.
Will Bobby Abreu be there?
Him and Miguel Cabrera. The ghost of Hugo Chavez will be there greeting him at the airport.
So, I have no idea what we're talking about.
No, I don't. I'm just tuned out. Bruce, what did you read in the recap about Claire's ocean adventure?
Oh, that they didn't know. That's the biggest debate. And this is why I'm a little mad, because you're usually the final arbiter of did they have sex?
Yeah,
so, I almost always come down to the side of yes.
I think it was 100%.
But that's a pretty high surf to be able to stay in the game.
No,
I didn't see it.
It was rough waters, but I think there was enough.
There's enough lulls in between sets that
I don't know, because they both made comments about it going too far or going all the way. And then Claire gave this god-awful cheers to the whole group. And I wish you guys had seen it, because it was like, to finding love, getting love, and making love to the whole group at the next night. It
wow.
was so that ballsy.
Is, that is marking your territory.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that was a
I'm sure
confession.
She's in it to win it, but I didn't know if...
And he's so regretful about what happened.
Well, because it defeats the entire purpose of having these other 10 people compete.
Right, and you can't keep talking about setting a good example.
Oh, but that's the part of the first. Like, Renee gets yeah. told, no, for your kids, and he's frolicking yeah. in the pool, having, according to Heather, having sex, and then being like, apparently, no, ABC's not going to show that part. Don't worry.
Do we blame Courtney for this trend?
Yes.
No. Because, wow, I can't believe we signed on. How about this? My argument would be that if Courtney didn't do it, somebody else would.
Yes, but I think Courtney made it a Bachelor staple.
Did Courtney raise the bar?
You don't think that anybody else would have done that except for that?
Nobody had.
I think she just set the precedent.
You know, like Michelle Money had the sneaking out of her room to try and get extra time with him thing, but she didn't take it to this level. You know, I think this is a whole new level we're seeing with this. And is this our... This is two out of the last three seasons this has happened, right? Because Sean
no.
wasn't going to be frolicking in the ocean.
Oh, I guess Bachelor
Sean
seasons,
did
yeah.
not frolic.
Sean's not frolicking
with
anywhere.
No, you don't frolic at K-State.
When you're a born-again virgin, you don't do that.
No.
So.
But I just thought it was kind of rude on his part. And he said he left at 4 a.m. to go with her because he felt bad.
It was at 4 a.m.?
It was at 4 a.m. She knocked on the door, and he went out with her because he, quote-unquote, felt bad. But then he had a date with Nikki the next day and was like... Oh, I'm really tired. And Nikki's like, oh, because you were up all night thinking about this date? It was the most awkward. It was so awkward.
Wow.
So I think he's kind of, he blew it there a bit.
I agree. Like, I definitely think that there's, like, you can't do that early and not have, you know, there's repercussions of yeah. these actions. Like, I think that's, because he's playing it, like, before I was really excited for Juan Pablo as a Bachelor, because unlike Sean, unlike Emily, where he's very chaste, like, I thought we were finally going to get somebody who was just going to try to make out with as many girls as he possibly could.
I want somebody that's trying to plow the field.
Yeah, and you know what? Why not? Because if you're watching The Bachelor, I'm not watching it for windswept dates. Like, I'm sorry.
But I think with all these weddings, ABC is really trying to keep their marriage streak going. So
I
think
I definitely think the brand. But, hey, we still have Desiree. We still have Desiree
That's true.
In there. We'll be fine.
Yeah, but I guess they are mostly the bachelors. I'm trying to think. Ashley's a bachelorette. Like, there haven't been that many bachelor weddings. Well, they're all bachelorette weddings.
They have been on a hot streak of late. I do understand what Heather's saying, because they went through all these years where they were being mocked
right.
for not having anything be successful.
With, like, Bad Brad and all the kind of playboys.
Yeah, and so now they are really trying to – I do think they are trying to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
So
Neil Lane has to get in there at least a few more times this year.
Oh, I expect Neil to make solid, but I felt that he would find a person at the end of it. I just thought he would make out with a lot of people to get there.
Now, all right, now I know this might be a little early for this question. We might have to come back to this question at a later podcast. I know we're running on time here, but do any of these women stick out at you as the next Bachelorette?
Renee, potentially. Do they don't like her? But she at least has a good story. Nikki.
Yeah, Nikki, I think.
Also the children's nurse. Claire's not going to make it. People are turning on Claire.
Yeah.
What if Charlene makes it?
Maybe Andy.
Charlene would not be the next one. I think Andy's got an outside shot.
I thought she was going to be the bad girl. Something about her preseason interviews, I thought she was going to be the bitch. So...
Is it too late
okay.
to bring the free spirit back? Could she be the next Bachelorette?
Oh, Lucy.
Yeah.
Oh, Lucy.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I will say, though, that I do like your idea. You're talking about like, the pre-interviews, like what we saw is what we think. I do think that we do need more of, like, this year before this year, they had, like, that show about, like, hey, these are the people you're going to meet kind of thing. I think we need to make it more like a combine, where, like the NFL combine, where we do find out, like, we get everything. Like, I'd like to know how tall these women are.
They don't say it on their Bachelor bios?
No. I'd like to know more about them. Like, I'd like to get a greater sense of who they are as we come into season, so we do know who we want to root for from the very beginning.
Okay. I like
so
that
I'm
idea.
Pushing for a Bachelor combine.
I think you can hype that as yourself. You can be the guest, like the web host under Chris Harrison to interview. Like, so you said you liked Home Alone 2. Really? Not the original? What about Home Alone 2 made it great for you?
I don't know. That would be a great question to start it off with. I'll tell you that right now.
Even House was in Home Alone 3.
Yeah. Come on.
There was a Home Alone 3?
Oh, yeah.
But not with Macaulay Culkin.
I don't think so. I think
it was with
girl.
A new kid.
Yeah, but Hugh Laurie was one of the bad guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good times.
That's it's just like D3 when they had the third Mighty Ducks.
Was that the one where they fought like the Icelandic or some
standard? No, that was D2.
Oh, then I have no
Did they almost lose, but then they won?
Yeah.
Oh, that
because they stuck together. Come on.
Ducks fly together.
Joshua Jackson for life. That's all I remember of that movie. And it was so good.
Charlie.
Would that go down as your favorite movie?
Absolutely not. No.
On your Bachelor profile, what would go down as your favorite movie?
Well, if I'm using their logistics, it'd probably be Man of the House, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. But I'm just going to stick at whatever it was at 8.
Man of the House! I can't believe that. I have not thought of that movie in 20 years.
I thought of that movie for so many years.
That is such a good pick, Heather.
That's amazing.
That is really okay. Now, if you're going to do this seriously, your favorite movie to go down as?
The go-to is always The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. A representative of the 80s. Movies. I think that would be my ABC friendly choice.
That's true. You can't necessarily pick like.
That's you can't pick Goodfellas.
Yeah, they're not gonna pick Scarface.
The Bell Jar and the Butterfly, like a nice foreign film, probably would apply.
The Diving Bell. The Diving Bell and the Butterfly. Yeah.
That's a speech therapy movie.
It's a great one.
It is a good movie.
So, what would you pick, Mark?
The Sting is my favorite movie of all time.
And you think that would skew you younger? That would really help.
You would totally be the old hen. Yeah.
I would. I would be old.
It would more bother you that you couldn't get a newspaper.
That would bother me. As one of the few people under 40 who's not only subscribes to one, but two newspapers.
Wow.
And read them both daily.
If only you got an evening paper. If they brought back evening papers for you, you might never have to get on a computer ever again.
And then life would be better.
Don't any other front runners, Heather, for you?
I like the science educator girl, but I can't think of her name, so obviously she's not that in it. But I think she'd be my friend. If I'm going to play the friend.
She'd be your friend, okay.
Hey, every year you pick a friend.
I know. She's really positive.
She is positive. She is positive. Well, she's like an educator. She's like works at a museum, I think.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Is she like a science camp?
I assume it was like the Marine Institute.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she works like a museum or something.
It seems more legit than Dog Lover.
I think
much more legit than Dog Lover.
I just say it because I feel like every podcast needs a Michael Stagliano reference, but I think that break dance instructor is better than Dog Lover.
At least it's a job that makes money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loving dogs doesn't necessarily make you any profit. It doesn't put a roof over your head. Might warm your heart, but it won't put a roof over your head.
That's a good point. All right, well, we meet again here in the coming weeks.
Hopefully not in the next 6 months. You know, we definitely want to try.
I would like to get a power poll in here, an official power poll in next week maybe.
I think the 12 listeners we have left are going to demand a power poll.
I think we're depending upon Heather Martin's internet savvy to help grow this
You're
again.
You're on Twitter now.
Yeah, come on.
So
we,
I think you might be.
Why aren't you micro-targeting people?
Wow, micro-targeting. That is
I learned that from an episode of The New Girl.
Oh, I thought it was going to be from Jack Donaghy. That sounds like a Jack Donaghy term.
It does sound like a good Jack Donaghy term.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, maybe we can have some corporate fusion of some sort here.
I like it. I like it. So thank you again, Heather, for coming in.
Thank you very much.
I'm Bruce Carlo.
I'm Mark Popovich. We'll see you sometime in the near future in the neighborhood.